The Netball Show with Flyhawk, raising the bar for netball and women's sport.
It is The Netball Show with Flyhawk. Delighted to speak to Emily Handyside, head coach of the Feathers. Emily, first of all, how easy does team selection get?
Oh, it's definitely not easy. We have a lot of competition in the squad, which is exactly what you want as a coach, but yeah, we struggled right until the final minute to make the decision.
Are things in a good shape with the team that you've selected at the minute?
Yeah, absolutely. We have a group of athletes that we've been working with for a couple of years now, and returning athletes. A couple of, you know, 2 to 3 senior athletes with lots of caps, 50, 75, but really the rest of the squad don't have a huge amount of caps between them, and they are just itching to get out on court and show what they can do. And that's really exciting for us because it means we're building for the future with a group that are, you know, so eager to step on court and show they can perform. We've got some really tough games ahead of us, but that's exactly what we want. We've just got our highest ever world ranking, and that's a new experience for us going into a competition with that target on your back. So it's going to be really interesting to see how we handle that expectation from others and ourselves. And it's a new experience for us, and we're just relishing that opportunity. We've definitely selected a squad that can perform now, but also we've got an eye on Commonwealth Games in 2027. But even longer, we're looking at the whole cycle and the World Cup in 2027, hopefully.
You were able to name some debutants in that Feather side. I suppose the thinking there was, what have you seen from them?
Yeah, so Millie's been in our squad for 3 years now, training really hard, and her trajectory, how much she's improved physically, technically, tactically. She's just such an awesome athlete now, and she was in our pathway, and it's taken a couple of years to step from 21s to seniors, which is completely normal, but she has grafted and is so ready for the opportunity now. Then we've got Ellie and Fionn, who went to the World Youth Cup and played in our under 21 squad. Ellie was captain, so great leadership skills, really tenacious defender. And Fionn is your calm, collected shooter who will not fade under any pressure. So we're really excited to give those two an opportunity to see what the next level is like.
And returning Liam Middleton back as well after injury. So how did that conversation go?
Well, I'm just so delighted for her because, as you know, she had a terrible injury back in March. We didn't know, you know, at one point we were unsure whether that was more than a year's rehab. And when it was looking shorter than that, we were all a bit tentative to sort of accept it. So we've just taken each week at a time, really followed the rehab diligently, and fair play to her. Leah has done all the work, and yeah, she is fitter and stronger than ever before, and is, yeah, so excited to be on court, and I'm just so happy for her and the squad.
Hi, this is Georgia Rowe, and you're listening to The Netball Show.
Netball Show with Flyhook, delighted to speak to Liam Middleton. First question, how have things progressed really since last time we spoke?
Yeah, look, the rehab's gone really well, obviously. Just super proud that I'm in a position to, you know, be in contention to play and obviously be up for selection. Really excited for what the next few weeks hold, returning back to the court.
One thing in all of this are obviously the signs you've shown and just surrounding the determination and positivity to get back playing.
Yeah, exactly. I think, like, I've learnt the definition of resilient 10 times over. But yeah, look, I've had such great support. I think the coaches have been really great with me, you know, not putting too much pressure on me, you know, having minimal expectations. My teammates have been great, coming to extra sessions, you know, just to tick off that rehab side of things. So yeah, I feel really lucky and really grateful for where I'm at.
And since the last time we spoke as well, have people continued to get in touch with you just to check in on how things are going, and maybe you've been able to give them advice as well?
Yeah, absolutely. I think, honestly, the support I've received surrounding this injury has just been absolutely massive. I was actually kind of reflecting the other day and just reading a couple of the messages still that I used to get. And it's just, yeah, unbelievable the amount of support I've received. And I genuinely believe that's half the reason why I've been so determined to get back out on court and, you know, get back doing the things that we all love. So, yeah, just super grateful and, can't wait to get out there.
Was there any reservations about trialing, I suppose, in the aspect that in one way you want to give it everything, but on the other hand, the last thing you need is another twinge? And in all the years I've done the podcast, I've never used that word.
Look, I think through any athlete's mind that's coming back from a big injury, there's always kind of the drawback of, oh gosh, what if something else happens now? I think especially as for me, like obviously with the surgeons and the coaches, everything was kind of geared towards Super League season opener and that sort of time frame. So the fact it's happened obviously 2-3 months earlier, I was obviously a little bit apprehensive. But, you know, I just have to trust in the fact that all my testing scores are good, I'm fit, I'm pulling up fine after sessions, and all those things are signs from my body that I'm ready. So, yeah, I'm going to go with that.
Good answer. So in that case, then, what was it like when you got the call from Emily to say you'd made that final selection?
Yeah, it was really special. Obviously, we've been training for a number of weeks and, you know, at that point, I completed all of my rehab. I'd had minutes back on court and started to feel a little bit like normal Leah again. But yeah, obviously never, ever taken those things for granted. And that selection's absolutely one of the most special that I've experienced.
The nice thing is you're back in that squad ready for selection, and I suppose just looking forward to things and maybe getting back out on court.
Yeah, exactly. I'm trying not to just set any expectations of myself. If I play 1 minute, if I play 100 minutes, it's you know, it's something to be proud of just to be there. So that's kind of where my head's at the moment, but I'm just so excited to get out there with the team again, you know, especially traveling to Glasgow. It's always fun going away with the girls, so yeah, just excited to be there.
Leah, thank you as always for your time, and always good to hear from you.
Thanks so much for having me.
The Netball Show is now also available via Sky Q and Sky Glass. Select sport and we're on the podcasts rail.